From the short tracks to the super speedways, from two wheels to four wheels, it's Revved Up ATX on the Horn with Bobby Chaffee and Rodney Rodriguez. Presented by AMM Collision. This is where Austin talks racing.
It is where Austin talks racing. This is Revved Up ATX on the Horn. We're live, local, digital, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Happy Saturday. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. Lots happening in Austin, Texas. Austin FC. Bobby, that is good. Austin is going to be, we thought it was a big deal for NASCAR. The rest of Austin catches up today.
Well, as long as they can get to the stadium up there on Mopac. I heard they had issues the other night that it was backed up way all the way to 183 and just a nightmare of traffic to get there. You know, I wonder why some of these organizers and some of these people, when they build these big stadiums, they don't think that a lot of people are going to show up all at one time. It's amazing they think that the traffic's not going to be bad.
Yeah, and parking. I mean, you lump into this area there that has become overrun. I mean, that's a new downtown, for crying out loud. So you're in a spot right there with 850, you know, parking spots right there. So that's going to be primetime real estate right there for folks to be able to park. But it's going to be exciting, and that's great. And of course, Texas in Omaha once again for the 37th time, more than anybody. And of course, all of that, you hear those games right here on the Horn. Game one tomorrow, 8 o'clock against Mississippi State. And I think David Pierce and his guys this is a racing show, so we will get to racing. But I really think that team, Bobby, that team, everything with that team, I've watched them, some problems with striking out because they're taking pitches, but I think that this is setting up really nicely, and I think they could be bringing home a natty here to Austin. I can kind of feel it in my bones, man.
I think the toughest challenge right now will be getting through Mississippi State. I think that's the one because of the fact that that is a stout team. They've had a little bit of an SEC schedule, depending on your opinion of the SEC in baseball. But I think if they can get through that initial shock of going through Mississippi State, I think they'll be kind of set to kind of go for a good little run there.
Well, I saw Kevin Dunn here just a little earlier. He's in the studio next to us, and he said something yesterday on the triple option that I think is spot on. I worry more about tomorrow. I worry about game one. You got to get game one out of the way, and I think that Texas has had a really easy time through the regionals to get to this, but I think they're locked in. I think they're ready. So game one will be tomorrow. You'll hear all of that right here on the Horn. Huge program that we have here for you. We're talking about everything going on in Austin, but racing is loaded, whether it be in Nashville, whether it be at Road America, whether it be in France, whether it be in Knoxville. There's just lots of stuff going on, so we're going to break all of that down for you. And then around 11:25, we'll talk to Pastor Shane O'Brien from Rock Point Church as a really cool car show that goes on every Father's Day. We'll let him talk about that. Super excited. If you have a street rod or a race car or anything, take it out to Leander and be a part of that. Bobby Chaffee, John Reichel is behind the glass. Of course, he is the crew chief. He is the maestro. He is in the box. He is the man back there. And Bobby, we know that we have a bit that's working when people start sending us commands. We'll rate the command here at the end of the first segment once again.
It's pretty crazy, right? When we thought we have a little fun segment, maybe catch on, but it has caught on like wildfire, faster than what either any of us thought it would catch on. But it's a fun little segment. Although, if you hadn't had a chance to check out the prayer from the Nashville race in 2010, we've got it posted on our Facebook page. That was the one. I'd like to thank God for my smoking hot wife and my Lisa. Two kids. That's right.
Lisa. Hey, and all of you, check in 337-3776 on the Specs text line. We'd love to hear from you about that command, about racing, about Austin FC, about Texas baseball, whatever it is, man. It is a buffet, man. It is the buffet extraordinaire going on here with Revved Up ATX. Speaking of Nashville, Bobby, I liked the truck race last night. I finally got to watch it. Pardon my voice, everybody. Long night at Heart of Texas Speedway. And it took its toll on the old vocal cords, so I'm struggling. I don't have the Rona. It's just a lot of screaming into the microphone. Nashville looking really good. That track doesn't look like it's been sitting idle for a while.
The truck race didn't set the world on fire, but it was pretty good racing. It was the best truck race I saw. The ending actually helped out a lot to that race when you had a three-truck battle with under 10 laps to go, especially with the trucks that had all the inspection issues earlier in that day being up there and running. But it was a good finish to a pretty decent race, and you got to feel for Grant Enfinger when he didn't get the waiver from NASCAR to run for the championship. He's in there right now. He's just set up to just run for wins, and that takes away a lot of pressure when all you're set to do is just ready to just put the hammer down and go for the checkers.
And for the life of me, I can't figure out why that guy does not have. I mean that is a great race car driver right there, Grant Enfinger. Enfinger is just really good. I mean, he should be in a full time, whether it be in trucks, whether it be in Xfinity. Jamie Frazier leaves a phone behind right there. I can tell you how much stock he puts in his phone right there, for crying out loud. But Grant Enfinger is a guy where he is just so good. We've watched him for so many years where he's made his way up through the various series, and he was locked in with that ride, but now it's a part-time situation. But he is just really good. That's one of those guys that we talk about, all of the great race car drivers around the country that are sitting there that don't have something full-time. And I put Enfinger right at the top of the list. Guy's just so damn good at what he does.
He's just very talented. He doesn't tear up a lot of equipment. He doesn't put his truck in a lot of questionable spots, and he still gets to run some super late model races. We've seen him trying to run the big Blizzard races down there when the truck schedule doesn't conflict. He actually went down and had a fairly decent run at the Snowball Derby this year. Granted, it was a top 10 finish, but with the way that the pace of that race, a top 10 finish was really good at the past Snowball Derby. But it's just a shame that somebody that's that talented and has proven his weight and proven his worth in the truck series in the past as being a championship contender, that he just doesn't have a full-time ride. There's still, we thought there was more to that than what probably was led on when they announced that him and Christian Eckes were going to split that Toyota ride.
Yeah. There's not a lot of seats. I mean, that does come, that's the problem there. And money talks. I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, we talk about daddy's money or mom's money or whatever you want to call it. That does factor in there, but he's just really good at what he does. Ryan Preece wins that race, and I saw it was a great – there was a lot of talk about that for me. You know, first race in the truck series, but, I mean, guy's a cup driver. The guy's a cup driver, and he's been a cup driver, and he is in one of the best pieces that you're going to find in that series. So, yes, his first race, great. I know he's unsigned in 2022. We're building drama here, but – When you are him coming out of the Cup Series and you go to the trucks in that ride, you probably should win.
Well, and the funny part is nobody really complained that a full-time Cup driver won a Cup race last night.
Thank you. Right, exactly.
And, you know, just because it wasn't Kyle Busch that was dominating that race, and not to say Ryan Preece dominated, he led 8 laps last night, but the fact that a full-time Cup driver won and nobody really raised an eyebrow, that shows you the Kyle Busch effect that he has and the dominance and the fact that he has the truck series by the throat when he does race.
And I can tell you one thing that I did notice, and we'll watch it today, and of course we'll see it tomorrow on Father's Day there at Nashville Super Speedway. It looks like people are showing up for this. I think that sense of urgency right there, because this is going to trickle into this whole fairgrounds thing. And the fairgrounds situation with the folks from Bristol and the hopefully the resurgence of what will be Nashville Fairground Speedway. You've got to get butts in the seats. You've got to get folks at that racetrack. I did see a lot of it's looking normal again. You did see campers. You see RVs. You see all of that where there are people on the grounds on Friday. So that's definitely a good start. I think if you're bringing that kind of attention to the truck race, if you want Nashville to become that hotbed for NASCAR once again, because I think Nashville truly does. I don't know about some of the Nashville citizens, but I think the diehards do want to take that mantle back from North Carolina, if at all possible, from that area of North Carolina that seems to be the hotbed. But folks are going to have to show up, and they're going to have to bring it strong at Nashville this weekend.
And the crazy part about Nashville, Nashville Super Speedway is not in Nashville. It's
not
about
even close.
40
yeah.
miles, 50 miles away from Nashville, the downtown proper area. And so the fact that they have that many people showing up and being ready to just rock and roll at a race is really impressive. Sellout crowd of 40, 45,000 people, I think, for the sellout crowd. It's interesting when you hear about a place like Texas Motor Speedway taking grandstands away versus a place like Nashville trying to add it. I think NASCAR has found a sweet spot of about 75,000 people is a really good NASCAR crowd nowadays.
It really is, and NASCAR just oversold itself. I mean, it boomed, and I think they just pulled the trigger way too quick. I mean, it was one of those things where, you know, something happens, and it's just human nature, I think, in all of us, where you get one little sign of positivity, although there was a lot of signs of positivity back at that point when we started seeing these cookie-cutter tracks blow up everywhere, but it really was. I mean, when you're trying to get 200,000 people or whatever it may be, at some point you're going to lose a little bit of momentum. I mean, I don't think they were factoring in economies changing. I don't think they were factoring in the resurgence of dirt track racing that was going to factor in. And, of course, NASCAR in and of itself wasn't – they had no idea what their future was going to, you know, come about to be. They I don't think they thought at any point that Tony Stewart – Jeff Gordon, and all of these guys, Dale Earnhardt Jr., at some point we're not going to want to race anymore. You're starting over, and you're right. That is a good benchmark spot. And I'd rather see stands taken out or covered up or tarped, whatever they're doing. I'd rather see that with what's available full. That looks better.
It looks better on TV, it looks better in pictures, and it looks better in the thought process. But you're still going to get the old-timers with NASCAR stuff. Oh, well, the only reason it's a sellout is because they had, you know, they tarped off 50,000 seats.
Right.
But at the end of the day, I mean, we've seen it locally. They used to do it at Baylor.
Sure.
The end zone, when they
Absolutely.
Used to tarp off the end zone down there to you know, make it look like they had a full crowd, not selling seats over there. But it's always a work in progress. The economy is a scale. NASCAR is on the upward swing right now, despite what some people say, some of the naysayers do. This next-gen car, I think, is changing it. When you talk about people paying tens of millions of dollars for NASCAR charters to start running with the full-time season starting in 2022, 2023, that's when you know NASCAR is on the upswing. And if you're getting charters, that means you're getting new teams, and new teams is fresh blood, and that's good for the sport.
And we've got news about that coming up in Pit Stop News and Notes, along with Places for Races coming up a little bit later on in the show as 2022 really starting to take shape. Before we get to Rate the Command, Bobby, at the All-Star Race, it's Kyle Larson. I told Adam Wagner last Sunday, I texted these guys on the show, I said, put all your money on number five. And this dude is really showing just the talent that we've always known that was there. You put him in top flight equipment. He's bringing Hendrick and Chevrolet to a spot they haven't been in a long time in the NASCAR Cup Series. And he's doing what we knew he was going to do. And I think now you add maybe he's got a little chip on his shoulder that he wants to prove to people how good he really is with everything that he's been through. And he is not leaving anything unanswered right now.
The only thing he leaves unanswered is a sponsorship deal, but that's on him. That's not on him. That's on the economy, I guess, depending on how you look at it. But, you know, we knew he was going to be good when he got into Hendrick equipment, but it's almost the perfect timing of the perfect storm. That Hendrick equipment is the best and most elite it's been in probably 10, 15 years since Jimmy Johnson started going on his run. But it's all four cars. It's not three of the four cars. It's all four Hendrick cars firing
every
on all
one.
Eight cylinders. And he's just in the right spot at the right time, and he's taking advantage of his opportunity and just literally just going lights out and just waxing everybody in some of these races.
There has always been one dud in the Hendrick stable in the last couple of years. Unfortunately, there have been a couple of them. But you called it, BC. There is not one of them that is not producing at top level. And I don't know anybody that's going to stop them. I mean, Gibbs is a little bit off the pace. SHR is way off the pace. So it's Hendrick in command right now. AMM Collision, title sponsor of Revved Up ATX. AMM Collision, of course, just great folks. We're so happy to be partnered up with those folks. Their reputation is no accident. Just like a good command, drivers, start your engines. A good command is no accident. And there's good ones, there's bad ones. It's Rate the Command, presented by AMM Collision. What we're doing, we're breaking down commands. We were going to do this just with, like, the weekly ones that we heard, you know, every week. I mean, we heard Kyle Shanahan last week, head coach of the 49ers over at Sonoma. But like I was talking about, you know the bit's working when people start sending you to the vault, send you to the vault, and they want you to throw down your thoughts on commands. And John will talk about it, you'll talk about it, and I'll talk about it. I think this is circa 2010, and this is Adam Sandler and Kevin James with their version of how you start a NASCAR race.
Gentlemen,
what the hell is that?
That was a legit command.
Is that amateur night at the Laugh Stop or what?
Karaoke gone bad is what it sounded like.
dude, that's that sounds like teenage boys playing in a swimming pool. You know, teenage boys getting, I've always wondered with teenage boys, they jump in a swimming pool and they can't do anything but hug each other. that's what that is, John. I mean, what?
Yeah, I was going to compare it to a middle schooler talent show. It was too long and oblivious to what actual talent was, and I just want to go home. Like all three of those things. It's just real bad, no doubt about it.
That, and I remember that. I mean, Kevin James has been, obviously he has a Netflix series there where he's been involved with NASCAR. Adam Sandler has as well, but that just ruins the whole concept of what we're trying. That does not build any kind of drama. That does not build any excitement. If anything, I'm going to turn it off.
Well, I mean, if I don't know that since we're on radio, luckily we don't have the Twitch cameras on right now. Nobody could see my eyes rolling in the back of my head when I was listening to that. I forgot how, but we talked about it before we went on the air. I forgot how bad that command actually was.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't. Honestly, when people, okay, here's what pisses me off. When people do that, it makes a sport look bad to me. I'm very sensitive about this. When people do things that I mean, whether it be the, when local drivers get in fights and they do stuff, we try to escape a stereotype with this sport, particularly NASCAR. We always have. I mean, we're trying to get away from the, can I say redneck? We're trying to get away from the redneck persona, mm-hmm. with that, and then that I mean, not that that's not a redneck, but that's pretty redneck.
That's pretty bad. I mean, I'd give that a solid F.
Yes.
I mean, with a big, gigantic F on that one, with the score, the grade of that one. That one was pretty brutal.
Yeah, I would even go farther than that. I'm going to leave that as unrated. I don't even give that a courtesy glance if I even have to.
Yeah, we give it nothing. Nothing. Adam Sandler and Kevin James rate the command presented by AMM Collision. AMM Collision may not want to sponsor this show after that.
Well, mate, let's hope not.
Thanks a lot, buddy, listening that sent me that. You guys feel free to check in with that one, 337-3776. Really good ones we'd probably play again. I don't know if we'll play that one again, but, rate the command presented by AMM Collision. Coming up, we'll talk about, I don't know if I can put a sentence together after that.
That's rough.
I forgot how bad that was.
Yeah, it is really rough. I totally forgot how bad it was, too.
I wish I'd lose my voice right now. Honestly, that's bad. We'll talk to Pastor Shane O'Brien, really cool car show over at Rock Point Church in Leander, and we have to talk about SRX. Was it a hit? I don't know. They're changing the format already. That's coming up. It's Revved Up ATX on the Horn. We're live local digital, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Dropping the green flag on racing and motorsports coverage. It's Revved Up ATX, brought to you by AMM Collision on the Horn, where Austin talks racing.
Revved Up ATX on the Horn, John Reichel, Bobby Chaffee, Rodney Rodriguez, and all of you, as Adam Sandler and Kevin James have probably just made everybody turn off. HornFM.com, 1049, 1019 FM, AM 1260. And the Horn app with their atrocious command that, I don't know, man. Everybody, I don't think anybody's listening.
Well, let's hope we can redeem ourselves.
One person was. Mm-hmm. One person did. That's pretty rough. There's a method to that. I mean, so what? How do you look at that, Bobby? You want to build excitement. You want to build excitement, but at the same time, you don't get into tomfoolery. That's a word, isn't it?
Well, there's a way, we talked about it last week, where you don't want the guy that comes in and does the, we'd like to thank the 1,000 employees
that we have,
spends 30 seconds talking about the business. But you got to have a sense of normalcy to it, right? Just we saw the coach, the NFL coach for the Lions at the IndyCar race from Detroit was like, gentlemen, start your engines. No feel, no passion. There's got to be a little bit of something in it. Put some emotion in it and just put a little bit of, you know, put a little bit of announcer voice in it, because you're firing up 40 cars to get ready to roll for a big race. You got to set the standard. That's what sets the pace for the race, is the command to start the engines.
Well, and I did see last weekend at TMS, and I was actually going to pull this one, but then I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. Tom Landry Jr. and Joe Gibbs did the command. And of course, you've got Tom Landry Jr., son of the legendary Dallas Cowboy head coach Tom Landry, and Coach Gibbs, it wasn't a very enthusiastic command, which, you know, you wouldn't think that it would be, but I'm like, I don't know about this. Dallas Cowboys, the Washington football team, I don't know about that. I can't go down that road. I'm not going to put that combination on these airwaves.
Well, I mean, you could, but it would have been better than the Adam Sandler one.
You're right.
That was an experiment that I think gone wrong versus what we thought, how bad it was going to be.
End of the bit. The bit is over. AMM Collision, calling in. Do not do that ever again. We have all these locations. We've been doing business for 30 years, and you're running everybody off. But we will continue to do that, and we will fix that problem. We will do better. Bobby, IndyCar, before we go to SRX and before we talk to Pastor Shane O'Brien, IndyCar, Pato Award, Patricio Award with those San Antonio ties in that number 5 car. That dude, did you see that? That was some kind of race on Sunday. That kid right there, he wins at TMS. We knew he was going to be good because he was an Indy Lights champion. Him and Oliver Askew were really good in Indy Lights, but now in this IndyCar series, this kid is a real deal. I know we say that about a lot of people, but this kid is really good, and he's showing it.
Well, I think it goes along with some of the kids that you see with a lot of promise, is that it takes the first win is the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we talked about with Chase Elliott. Knew he had potential, knew he was going to be a championship caliber driver when he got some experience underneath him. Same thing with Award. He got that breakthrough win last season and then kind of parlayed it into winning at TMS. He doesn't dominate the races he wins. He usually captures it late, generally over Joseph Newgarden, as it's been the last couple of races, but it's been impressive what he's been able to do, and he did a really good job jumping into the fountain there in Detroit.
He did, and this really is. I mean, IndyCar is stacking this thing up so nice where NASCAR tried the young versus old, and it really didn't pan out as young is kind of really asserting themselves. But IndyCar really has it, and they're heading to Road America. By the way, I saw this morning on Twitter, I think the thing that I'm most interested about at Road America at this point, have you seen that mac and cheese at Road America?
I've heard about it. I mean, it's kind of like the version of the Martinsville hot dog, but it's mac and cheese.
Honey, hush. It looks so good. And I came dragging in here. I'm starving. And I saw that on Twitter this morning. And that looks awful tasty. Awful tasty.
Well, no, awful. How can you put awful and tasty together?
Awful damn tasty. How's
awful.
That?
Okay, that's better.
That's a little bit better.
A little better.
Yeah.
Before we get ready to talk to the pastor.
This show's totally off the rails today, man. I don't know what else could go wrong at this point. But, that Road America, so we'll look forward to that as IndyCar just continues to roll on. Got to talk about Formula One as well as they're over in France. Very competitive F1 series. I know we've said that in the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks on this show, but what did the pandemic do for us to be able to say 2021, very competitive season in Formula One?
Well, it happens. The prayers have been answered, so to speak.
Prayers have been answered. And speaking of that, let's go to the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Tomorrow is Father's Day. Dads, you get a free pass. You don't have to cut grass. You don't have to mulch. You don't have to get the weed eater out. I don't even think you have to grill tomorrow. It is your day off. It is our day off. It is our day off. I don't care if you're a dad to a pet, a dad to a kid, a dad to a teddy bear. It does not matter. Really cool thing going on over at Rock Point Church over in Leander. I had the pleasure pre-pandemic to get to MC this event, and I'll be MCing it tomorrow with those great folks out there. It is the Dad's Gone Wild Car Show at Rock Point Church, and we are blessed this morning on the hotline to talk to my main man, Pastor Shane O'Brien. Pastor Shane, how are you, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing well, and you're chiming in on a day where the show's gone completely off the rails with stuff, but it's all good. It is all good.
So, well, those sometimes are the best shows.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, Shane, talk about, it's just such a cool thing that you guys do. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen that are amazing there at the Rock Point campus. But how did the idea come about? Let's get all the dads together. Let's get their street rods or race cars or motorcycles, whatever it is. Let's get together. Let's share some fellowship for, a few hours on Father's Day. How did it all come about?
Man, I'll tell you what, we stumbled into it. I'd like to say we're brilliant, but we just stumbled into it. And at one Father's Day, we just said, you know what? What if we threw a few motorcycles on stage and had a tattoo contest? And who has the most tattoos? Who has the best tattoos? And let's get some motorcycles in here. And it was such a hit, and we ended up with so many motorcycles that we were like, you know what? Maybe we just need to do something like this. And so the next year, man, that's what we did. We just put out the word. We called it Dad's Gone Wild and just said, we're going to have a car, motorcycle, and off-road show. And, man, people came. And it's been a part of our history. I think I want to say this is our 15th year now of doing it. And it just came about really out of a few motorcycles and a tattoo contest in church. So, you know, that's really it. That's where it came from. And it's just been built on since then. So it's really a lot of fun.
Shane, we talk about it all the time with the motorsports community being a family. Obviously, a church group is a family. It's so strange how something as simple as bringing people together to look at cars develops that family dynamic that's so hard to find nowadays with as crazy as the world can be.
Man, that is, it's just really true. It's I love this day around our church for sure, because I think you see that. And really, okay, you said this car community, a church community. What I love is those two things coming together, because they're so similar with that, you know, and they exist in each other. And so for us to be able to come together and really have a great day for families, you know, we love it, because look, if you're a dad, you're looking for things to do with your kids. And, you know, that's a big deal. I mean, they're the reason you're a dad, right? Otherwise it wouldn't be your day. And so it's a cool time to spend some time with your kids. I know I do that. I love to walk the car show with my kids each year and just, look at the cool things and vote together. And it's a bonding time, man. It really is. It's just a cool thing around something like a car, or as you mentioned, around something a church does. So it's an awesome time like that.
Yeah. And Pastor Shane, talk about that, because there's such a variety that you see there. I mean, you've got custom cars, trucks, whatever it may be, the bikes, but then you just have regular, you know, just regular vehicles out there. And I remember one year I had one of my dwarf cars out there, and you sat in the dwarf car. And ironically, I don't know if I ever told you this, you sat in that car. I went to race the next week at Corpus and I won the heat race. I said, man, I gotta leave this car there. But well, talk about the variety of those vehicles.
Well, first of all, I'm surprised you won.
yeah, me too.
Not because of you. So yeah, man, that's another cool thing. You know, sometimes I've popped into a show here or there and it's just been a whole lot of one thing, and that's cool. There's a place for that. But that's what I love about this, is that there's just a lot of variety that's here. Categories, a lot of shiny things to win in all those categories. And, you know, that to me, it's well-rounded, you know, because I thought that little car you had was just sweet. Like, I love that, man. It was so much fun to get to check that thing out.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not something at what somebody might call whatever a normal car show is. Mm-hmm. You might not see that. And that's what we like, is we, you know, we're a unique church. We think people are unique. And so we just think having a unique car show is also one of those things that brings about something special about this one.
So how do the categories go? Is it you guys have like a panel that goes through and votes? Is it a fan vote? I mean, talk about how you guys get the – what are some of the classes, and how do they get to vote on them?
Yeah, for sure. That's one of the things I love, is that it's kind of all of what you just talked about. I think it's just really cool that there is the opportunity for the fan vote, you know, and I know that's pretty common out there. But then what we try to do is we try to bring in some, you know, we try to bring in what we do. We bring in some judges. We've got some great judges this year that just know their stuff, man.
Nice.
And I really love that, because, you know, it kind of, you need both. You need what the fans really love, but you also need people who just know cars. That's just a big piece of that. So, you know, like we've got classic car. Let's see, what are a couple others? Muscle car, new car, antique car, there's, you know, import motorcycle. Of course, you know, you got best in show, you know, American motorcycle. Let's see, off-road. We've got an off-road division, which is pretty cool. And then we've got a truck division. So, you know, just a lot of different types of things that are out there. That, you know, people can go and they can do their voting, and you know, fan and then somebody who really just knows their stuff and can see what the average fan can't see.
Absolutely. Pastor Shane O'Brien with us on the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Dad's Gone Wild car show tomorrow at Rock Point Church over in Leander. We'll get you address and so forth here in just a second. But so, Shane, obviously the car show, it's a great Father's Day tradition. But let's talk about Rock Point. I can honestly tell you that Rock Point Church is a place where the first time that I stepped into those doors, I was never anti-church. I think I was very intimidated by just the word. But the first time that I walked into your campus, I knew that it was different. And when you started talking about this is a place, you talk about tattoo contests and so forth. When the words that you said, that this is a place for people that are broken and for us to realize that we're all broken in some way. It was a life-changing experience, I'm telling you. Talk about your church. It is just amazing what you guys have built.
Yeah, well, hey, I appreciate that. And, you know, it just really is true. And I'll just be as authentic as I can about that. You know, I didn't realize how important it was to allow people to be broken in church till I realized how broken I was, and realizing that there were some things that I needed recovery from. And I had to do some hard work on those things, still working on a lot of those. And, you know, for me, I just grew up in the type of church where it was kind of top down. And mm-hmm. that just didn't settle with me, because I knew that dude up there had to have some problems, but they never talked about them.
Right.
And, you know, that's just not okay with me. You know, everybody's broken. Everybody needs some healing. And from the people standing on the stage, man, just because they're on stage doesn't mean that anything is different about them. They're human beings who are broken. And so, you know, that's our whole mission, is just to try to help people heal from that hurt they've had in their life. And if we can be a part of that, we just think that's our God-given mission for our church, is to walk with people. Because, you know, we'd all love to live the ideal life, but the truth is what we're living is real life. Mm-hmm. And that's where we want to be. We want to walk with people through real life. Of course, we want the ideal for myself and for everybody else. But the truth is life is happening and it's real life. And that's where we want to be with people, helping them move forward in no matter what area of their life they have that struggle. But, you know, that only comes when you get a group of people who realize every time you walk into church, it's just an admission that you need to be there. It's like walking into a 12-step group. You know, I'm walking in because I'm admitting I need to be here. And that's who we are, and that's what we're about, is helping people go forward from wherever they are. But we all have got some brokenness, and that's where we need some help. Yeah. And we just think we think that a group of people who are following one person who happens to be Jesus is the right answer to that.
Yeah, yeah. Well said. Amen. Shane, details. I know we're 9 to noon. Give folks any other details about how to get out there to Leander, how to get to Rock Point. You can sign up when you get there. It's a pretty simple process.
Pretty simple process. If it's okay, I'll throw a real simple registration for all your car people listening. It's super easy if it's okay.
Sure.
It's you can just text the word register, register to 512-710-2323, and you'll get a form right back. You can register just on your phone and show up tomorrow. And if you don't get a chance to register, come on anyway. I know registration opens at 7:30. Cars can arrive at 7:30 tomorrow. The show is 9 to noon, but you know, show up by 7:30 and get set, get registered. And once again, 512-710-2323, and text the word register to that number. And then if I can, one last thing I think that's important about our show is that this is not about us. This is not about doing something for our church, although we get to enjoy the benefit of this. It's a bigger benefit for us, and we have the group Baca out here every year, and we take this show and we try to help fund their mission with this show. Baca is Bikers Against Child Abuse, and they've got a great mission and a great effort that they put out. And man, they do some amazing work, and we love being a partner with them. And so we try to make sure that whatever funds that we bring in through this, 100% of that goes back to them. So we got a couple cool raffles this year to do that. And, you know, obviously that's, you know, no obligation. The car show to register is free. We just ask people to help a really good cause, and just know I'm not asking you to give to a church. I'm asking you to give through a church to a really great organization.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the Rock Point way. Pastor Shane, look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, sir. Thank you for checking in. I think you got the show back on track, and my God, we needed it.
Man, brother, I'm excited you'll be out here. And guys, thanks so much. I enjoyed visiting with you.
You bet. Take care. Have a good day.
All right.
There he is, Pastor Shane O'Brien. It is Rock Point Church Dad's Gone Wild car show coming up on Sunday after the break. SRX, how to talk about that. Pit Stop News and Notes, places for races, and we still have to remedy this Rate the Command thing. That's coming up on the Horn, live, local, digital, streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.
Dropping the green flag on racing and motorsports coverage. It's Revved Up ATX, brought to you by AMM Collision on the Horn, where Austin talks racing.
Revved Up ATX on the Horn. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Revved Up ATX, the station at the Horn ATX. Thanks to Pastor Shane O'Brien, Rock Point Church, and Leander checking in. Dad's Gone Wild car show tomorrow from 9 to noon. Get yourself out there. Have a good time. And I mean, obviously, it's dad-driven, you know, guys, cars, whatever. But there's kids. The whole family comes out. It's a great family fun event. Come check it out. You'll like what you see there. And again, Rock Point, just a great place to enjoy that fellowship. Great conversation right there. Okay, so earlier in the show, we had the AMM Collision, Rate the Command, and Adam Sandler and Kevin James just
ruined it.
Poo-pooed the whole deal. So we're going to redeem ourselves. We've gone to the vault again, not near as far back as that was. So again, you can send those. I got that at Revved Up ATX on Twitter. That is how I actually got that one in my hands. I knew of it, but somebody sent me that, said rate this one. So let's do a little better. Let's do a little better. JR, you got something dialed up in there. Let's see if we can redeem ourselves on Father's Day weekend.
Drivers, start your engines! Let's go!
Much better.
Yes.
Much better.
David Carr, quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders.
Now, that's how you do it. That's the technique that you... Short, sweet, and to the point. Like a good kiss. Short, sweet, and to the point. That's all you need to do. And he's spot on right there, even if he plays for the Raiders.
Well, the good news is he's redeemed the segment. So hopefully that...
He did. Redeemed the whole damn show. Yeah.
Yeah, there's that too. Let's go. Yeah.
John, what is that better? I mean, it's not Guy Fieri, but is that better?
Definitely better. It doesn't take much to be better than the Sandler one, but, you know, it was, like you said, short and sweet, had enthusiasm, knew what it was about, and added his own little flair of let's go at the end. It's his own, like, it not nicked all the boxes there. So I think we're good to go with that one.
It need not take more than 12 seconds. I mean, quick, to the point, quick and to the point, like a good kiss. Good kiss on the lips, good kiss on the cheek, quick. Sweet and to the point.
That's right.
That's how it works.
Got to go with the sweetness. Can't kiss it like a side chick. You got to go with it like your main squeeze there.
That's right. That's right. The baby mama. That's how you do it right there, dads. Okay, SRX. Have to talk about SRX. We saw the made-for-TV production, and, hey, Doug Kobe wins. So what it does, Doug Kobe is kind of the guy that comes in. He was a 6- or 7-time NASCAR Whelen Modified champion. He jumps in. He races with all the legends, and he outruns Biffle, who, to me, Biffle is still a very capable driver. Not that the rest of them aren't, but he beat Greg Biffle, and it works because hell, now he's going to drive at Bristol for GMS.
Mm-hmm.
So work well done right there. Your thoughts of that? To me, that feature race, it felt like a cup race. It was long and drawn out.
It to felt me. Longer than 100 laps.
It didn't it?
Hell, it really
it
did.
It ran too long too.
A lot of people were upset about that it ran longer than a 2-hour window. I don't understand when you record something live, you got to add the extra hour.
Oh yeah, man.
It's just simple. Whether watching a football game, a race, basketball game, doesn't matter what you're watching. Always, if you got to TiVo it and not watch it live or DVR it, add the extra hour.
Yeah, you just push one more button. You just push one more button, add that extra time. But so all of that happens. Kobe wins. It's a great story. They're going to Knoxville. Now they're heading to the dirt. And they announced the lineup. And the lineup, it's a good lineup right there. You've got Scott Blomquist, great dirt track racer. Haley Deegan will be a part of this. Francis Jr.'s back. Castor Neves, Bill Elliott, Tracy Stewart, Waltrip, Willie Ribbs, Labonte, Brown, and Andretti. So Bloomer sitting right there, that's a great draw. There's your dirt audience right there on a Saturday night.
Well, the considering the time he took on when they went to Eldora and he run that Kyle Busch truck 4 or 5 years ago and really just stunk up the show, wasn't very competitive at all, trying some new stuff. The fact that a lot of these cars are very similar, this will be a chance for Blomquist to shine on the dirt.
Yes, absolutely. And it's been modified. The format's been modified. The 15-minute heat races are now going to be 12-minute heat races, and the 100-lap feature race has now become a 50-lap feature race. So, again, they're tweaking all of this. And, again, this may have been CBS that said, you guys need to get this in line because we have our window is this big, and we need to work that in there. So I don't know how that happens, but I think what I read is it's being cut to a 50-lap feature to make the urgency, to build the urgency a little more where you can't ride around for 75 laps.
Well, I think it could be just due to the fact it's on dirt, too. That might be part of it. But they also changed the way they line up for the feature. Instead of doing the invert, they still do the invert first heat, and they invert the second heat. It's now going to be average finish of the two heats. It's now going to start the lineup versus the way you start at the end of that second heat race. I like that change with the average of the two heat races being the way you start the main event now.
Right on. Pit Stop News and Notes presented by Audiovisual Consultations. Tom McKay and the folks, 255-8678. AVConsultations.com. Get your home theater surround sound system. Everything you need, one phone call, 255-8678. You're going to talk to Tom. If you don't go to the big box store, odds are if you're chasing down a TV, particular one you want, he has it or is going to get access to it a heck of a lot easier. He takes that headache out of it for you. AVConsultations.com. Two charters purchased by Colleg Racing. They are going cup racing. We talked about it last weekend there, 23-11, maybe with another team coming about, but Justin Haley will go full-time. AJ Allmendinger will go part-time. I guess AJ, do you think AJ turned down the full-time offer, or do you think they just want to go with the younger talent there with Haley?
I think with Haley's connection to Spire Motorsports, who they purchased the two charters from, I think that was part of the deal. It says, if you get one of the charters, put Justin Haley in it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually the way that works. That's usually the way that works. Eddie DeHaan. We talked about Eddie DeHaan, the car chief there with Hendrick. He had been suspended by NASCAR for some domestic violence charges. Those charges have been dropped. Eddie DeHaan has been reinstated by NASCAR, so they're just going to get even better.
Well, maybe.
With him back.
I mean, with him being back. I mean, Chase Elliott.
Or is he a distraction?
Not now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so now. Now that he got all the charges dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, so and Chase Elliott doesn't need a little shot in the arm because we talked about his teammate there. His teammate's one-upping him a little bit right now.
What was it on the radio that Chase Elliott, Alan Gustin asked him what he needed on his car, and he said, apparently I need a 5 on it?
Yeah, there you go. You're going to have that rumbling. You're going to have that rumbling within Hendrick as the 5 car is the best car right now. GMS Racing is heading to Cup as well in 2022, so we're watching that surge continue to happen. Formula One heading to France, and we'll watch the Red Bull. Do you think Red Bull and Mercedes are going to go? I think we're back to Red Bull and Mercedes. I do think that last race, I think a little bit of a one-off right there where a lot of things had to happen for that to work out. I don't think that happens again. I think we're back to Max and Lewis and Sergio and all these guys that have been the ones that have been putting on a good show.
I think as long as you don't have the tire failures have been the best friend of Formula One ratings and the excitement on the racetrack. So I think as long as the tires hold up, it'll be the same thing where you have the same players in the same place like you did at the beginning of the year.
Absolutely. And Bobby, you mentioned, I really think it is. I think it's a great move in the right direction for TMS as they're downsizing. They're saying maybe around 75,000 stand or grandstands will be their sweet spot. I think that's a really good number for them. That'll encompass a big part of the front straightaway. So you fill those. I did notice during the All-Star race it was a little shallow in the infield, which I thought was odd, especially with folks that hadn't been able to get out to TMS, because I know a lot of folks the draw to go to TMS is being in the infield or being out in the camping areas. It did look a little bare there, but we're doing this in June, so it's extremely
hot. Yeah.
But I think TMS, that's a move in the right direction. As Eddie Gossage exits, last race for Eddie last weekend.
Yeah, I thought the All-Star Race was a good enough show. The stands, for as hot as it was pretty good.
They were good.
I thought it was decent for the first ever All-Star Race at TMS. Lots of cool things making it Texas with the drivers popping through the double doors like an OK Corral kind of thing, and the cars coming out of the chute there on the right-hand side. So I think all in all, I think the All-Star Race was a success. Not a big reason to think they won't bring it back in 2022.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great landing spot. It is a great spot for it. Places for races, my man. Busy, busy Father's Day weekend.
Busy Father's Day weekend. New track with Nashville being on, so they had some practice on there. Cup Series final practice from Nashville, 1 p.m. on NBCSN. Xfinity Series at 2:30 today. F1, 7:55 tomorrow morning on ESPN. IndyCar from Road America, 11:30 on NBCSN. Cup Series Ally 400, 2:30 tomorrow on NBCSN. And don't forget the big Monster Truck Show at Cotton Bowl Speedway this weekend, and the SRX at Knoxville, 7 p.m. tonight, local channel 42, everybody else CBS.
And we're heading to Edna. Edna, I'm glad I met you. It's Revved Up Sports Show night, crying out loud, at Texana Raceway Park. How about that?
That'll be fun.
It's a big deal. John Reichel behind the glass, Bobby Chaffee, I'm Rodney Rodriguez. We are back next Saturday. It's Revved Up ATX on the Horn. We're live, local, digital, always streaming on the Horn app and at hornfm.com.